This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Michelle Malkin, New York Times bestselling author and a good friend of the program. Michelle, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Glenn, it's been quite a year.
That is an understatement.
Which I'm not usually prone to.
Right. We were just talking about Time Magazine is trying to decide who the man of the year could possibly be. I don't think there's really a choice here.
No.
I think one man has changed the world, or at least has found a way to capitalize on where the world was. And is being viewed all over the world as the catalyst of change. Which
yes.
is it?
Well, things have changed. And there are many sub-swamps in Washington, D.C., but the biggest one that has been irreversibly drained has been the swamp that's been dominated by progressives who've been running the levers of power since at least the Clinton administration. And for those who had reservations about Trump on whether it was character or certain policy positions or whatever he's tweeting whenever in the middle of the night, there is one reality that cannot be denied. John Podesta and Neera Tanden and Hillary Clinton and all of her minions are out of a job. And it was enough for me when I decided after the primary and even before the primary, because I remember the last time I talked to you and the Blaze last year, I had said that I had no qualms if the choice had to be between Donald Trump or Marco Rubio or Hillary Clinton. And that is given, you know, both the personal and political history that I had with Donald Trump. Was it hard in some ways? Yes. But in many ways, it was probably one of the easiest political decisions I've ever made.
Unbelievable. As you know, Michelle, and I respect you and respect your opinion and everybody's right to disagree on things, but this was a hard year for me, because,
yes,
you know, I can't jump on the bandwagon of a, you know, 1.2 trillion-dollar stimulus package and say, oh, well, you know, that's okay. I mean, because it's not.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
well,
crazy.
Well, you know, I'm not a bandwagon jumper either, and I haven't been in the quarter century that I've been doing this. And so, you know, political reality is unfortunately about having to make cost-benefit calculations. And when you look even now at some of the transition choices, it blows my mind, particularly because, you know, Glenn, that immigration and sovereignty issues have been something that have been near and dear to my heart for my entire career, that we have a stalwart hero like Jeff Sessions, who is now the Attorney General nominee. I never in my lifetime thought that ever would be a possibility, let alone a near reality.
Why are you so pro on this, and yet Ann Coulter, who was, in my opinion, damn near unhinged on Donald Trump, is now saying we may have a traitor within our midst?
You'd have to ask her. All I can do is tell you this. I was covering immigration issues as far back as 1992 in Los Angeles. My first book was Invasion, which came out in 2002. And there have been a lot of Johnny-come-latelys to the cause of immigration enforcement and the need to have systemic reform that not only puts the rule of law and the immigration laws that are on the books first, but the interests of America, American workers, American citizens, and law-abiding people who lined up and did it the right way. And so I think it's up to each and every one of your listeners and your readers to make up their mind about how authentic people really are when it comes to practicing what they preach and preaching what they practice.
Can I ask you a question? I've never talked to you about this before, but
the one
book that you have written, and I haven't read it in years, that I was perplexed by and thought it was very brave, but I disagree with, is The Case for Internment. Because we have had that conversation, and I don't know how anyone can think internment, especially Asian descent, could possibly think internment was a good idea.
Well, maybe you should reread the book. In Defense of Internment, The Case for Racial Profiling in World War II and the War on Terror makes a very sophisticated and history-based argument that in a post-9/11 era, the kind of national security scrutiny measures that, for example, Kris Kobach, who is the Secretary of State of Kansas, a hero when it comes to fighting corruption, left-wing activism that has seeped into the federal government and, of course, immigration enforcement, helped design in the Bush administration. Of course, it is now a very relevant issue with the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System, which has been falsely characterized as quote-unquote a Muslim registry and has been likened to, yes, the Japanese internment. The entire thesis of the book took a look at what happened in, a very far-left liberal FDR administration and asked a question that very few people asked, but people who actually had knowledge of national security issues at the time. What was the evidence for taking these extreme measures? And what actually occurred is far different than what is taught in history books. The magic messages from the State Department at the time, which were later decrypted, indicated that there were real serious security threats, particularly on the West Coast. I also delve into the actual history of the relocations that took place and the measures that were taken not just against people of Japanese descent, but also Italians and Germans who were interned by the thousands. The point of the book, Glenn, for those who read it, and I'm very, very grateful over the years that I heard from so many high school history teachers who now teach the book in their classrooms to give a full picture to the students so they're not just getting what left-wing Alinsky and Howard Zinn historians tell them. They actually look at the original source documents that I include in the book. The point of it is that we want to avoid the absolute extremes of that kind of policy by taking sensible national security profiling measures. And that is why I'm so vocal about the need for someone like Kris Kobach to head the Department of Homeland Security, because he's done the hard work. He's faced the slings and arrows of being called a racist and a xenophobe and a fascist, because these people are actually very serious about protecting national security in an unapologetic way, I was when I wrote this book.
So let's go to education, because you just talked about how education, you're getting Howard Zinn. Tell me about Betsy DeVos.
Yes. So my grassroots friends and fellow warriors against Common Core and FedEd know full well that Betsy DeVos has not been a friend to those who want to limit and eliminate the overreach of the federal government in our children's lives and their classrooms. In Michigan, Betsy DeVos was involved in a consortium called GLEP. I believe it's the Great Lakes Educational Project, Great Lakes Education Project, which was pushing the Common Core standards adoption in Michigan. She now says that she's against Common Core. She now says that she has adopted Donald Trump's stance, which was very clear, and not just clear, but also much more sophisticated than simply saying, as everyone else has now, that they oppose Common Core. And of course, you and I were teamed up to illuminate the dangers in the classroom with regard to student data mining, the over-encroachment of the testing regime, and, of course, the ways in which these so-called federal high standards were undermining local control in local classrooms in states where the standards were already much higher than what the federal government had set. And, of course, it's the Gates Foundation and Jeb Bush, which are largely behind it. So grassroots Michigan activists and parents are very worried, and rightly so, about how committed Betsy DeVos will be. I have mixed feelings about it, and I think that leading up to the confirmation, there are many questions that she needs to answer and that informed senators in both parties need to ask. You cannot just preach about school choice and charter schools and expect to have people bow down to you on the right just because school choice has long been one of those sacred cows for us. The more sophisticated and informed parents, many of them in your audience, Glenn, understand that choice and Fed Ed and Common Core are completely incompatible, and there is an explicit cognitive dissonance involved there, because espousing choice doesn't mean anything if Common Core-aligned textbooks and tech and testing are being forced down the throats of independent charter schools and, yeah, school choice beneficiaries. If you still have to submit to the Common Core regime that has not been dismantled yet, choice is illusory.
So, because this is kind of what, you know, in a nutshell, this is kind of where we have been, that I think some of Trump's picks have been confusing at best, because his policy will say one thing and then he'll pick somebody like this. And you're like, well, wait, no, wait. Jeb Bush celebrated her appointment. That can't be a good thing.
Yes, and I did point that out. Now, having supported Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton does not obligate me to jump up and down like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader at everything he does and every choice he makes. And just as I did with every other president, whether they were Republican or Democrat, when they deserve to be praised, I will be out there praising very loudly with my big brown mouth. And when they deserve to be
wow,
criticized,
what a racist.
I will do the same.
But the problem has been, hasn't it, Michelle, have you noticed that so many on the right are doing just that? I mean,
sure.
It's been amazing to me that nobody has said anything about Ivanka and Donald both meeting with Al Gore yesterday. Nobody is saying anything about a $1 trillion stimulus package.
Unless it's good.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand why you feel that way. But there's plenty of unhappiness about a number of things. But I think
I'd love to hear.
You have to step. For me, okay, I will tell you how I came about these decisions, because I appreciate that I have friends in the Never Trump camp. I have friends who are on the Trump train since day one, and there are a lot of people who are more like me, who initially struggled with this decision, but sort of stepped back and saw the bigger picture. I was definitely, at a certain point in this election, I was just never Hillary. That doesn't mean that I'm going to be
happy. I think you're the majority.
Ivanka and Donald are meeting with Al Gore. But somehow this man was able to defeat that machine, and that means a lot to me.
Does that mean, do you think there's a chance? Because I said this yesterday, and this is a little bit of the, hey, John Roberts must have a plan to really defeat Obamacare. So it's a little wishful thinking, but I mean, do you think that he actually is buying into the global warming thing here and Ivanka is going to run with this? Or is this a way to kind of bring it into the fold and defeat it?
Well, I have no idea what they talked about. And so it might be worth asking about that. And, there were a lot of past Republican presidents who met with really shady people. You can go back and look at all the pictures of George W. Bush palling around with Al Sharpton and Newt Gingrich palling around with Al Sharpton and many other execrable left-wing figures. Does it mean that he's going to throw in with the climate change crowd? Well, the fact that he picked Myron Ebel from the Free Market Environmental Hardcore Competitive Enterprise Institute to be the EPA nominee, who is an adamant opponent of the left-wing global warming crowd, tells me that he means business.
Yeah, we know
he met with Al Gore. So it gives people a lot to fret about.
Well, I will say, if it was Ted Cruz meet with Al Gore, it would have been a nightmare.
But I think that's a mistake. I stand by what I said yesterday. This president, the current president, never reached out to anybody on our side. And it, when you shut yourself off, then you got nothing.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least he is reaching out. The proof will be in the pudding on what he actually does. I got to go. We're up against a break. Her new gig is on Mark Levin's CRTV. Is it begin tonight, Michelle?
Yes, my episodes are now all available. I have 4 episodes that go in-depth on topics that I've covered for my entire career.
Right.
And I do want to say that one of the most important stories I've ever, ever, ever covered is the subject of a first 2-part series of CRTV's Michelle Malkin Investigates on a former Oklahoma City police officer who was convicted a year ago this weekend of a series of alleged sexual assaults. I dig deep into this case, and this is the most massive miscarriage of justice I have ever experienced.
That is saying something. And it's available now. Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV. Michelle, thank you so much. And we'll talk again.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.